are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show, episode number 86. This is your host, Chris, and I'm joined here by Ben.
Yay, yay.
And Rusty.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're back from E3, or Ben and Rusty are back from E3, and I'm back from looking up and trying to figure out everything about E3. And we're here to cover the ins and outs and everything else that they happened to see or didn't see at E3. And we'll kind of try to go through that stuff and cover that, and then cover a couple other little news topics. And that'll probably be the show. So
thank God.
Hopefully, hopefully that's okay. We're kind of winging it tonight. Anyways, let's go right into the news. Sony announced at E3 that the PlayStation 3 was going to drop $100, the 60-gig version, down to $499 in the U.S., and they were going to release a 80-gig model August 1st for $599. It was going to come with MotorStorm and the 80-gig hard drive, and it was not going to have the motion engine chip in it anymore, so it was going to have software backwards compatibility, which basically means you're going to have to download updates like you do on Xbox 360 if you have one of those. And I've heard different things, but they were saying basically that it was going to be like 88% backwards compatible instead of close to 100%. So anyways, they made that announcement. Then that next day or so, Sony's president of Europe came out and said, oh, well, the 60-gig drive is just being liquidated, that version, and for $499. And once it's gone, then the 80-gig is going to be the only one in the U.S. The U.S. Sony representatives came back and was like, no, he was misquoted, and we're keeping both models. And then the president of Sony of Japan came out and said, no, the 60-gig version for the U.S. is no longer in production, and once they're gone, they're gone. So basically, I'm kind of thinking the 60-gig is still the best one to have. What do you guys think?
I agree with that, because I have the 60 gig.
Yeah, I'm getting the 80 gig. No, but right. correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not exactly sure how the backwards compatibility issue will work. But updates, as far as games are concerned, aren't they released on the newer games? So, like, for example, you buy a game that comes out next week, and it's going to have the most recent version of the of the Sony software, so whether you're connected online or not, you should always have the latest as long as you're buying games. So I would assume that would work the same way for backwards compatibility, but you know, I haven't read anything. I haven't even read the release date for the 80 gig. So
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's August 1st.
Okay, because I haven't seen anything anywhere, like not Amazon, not GameStop, not one single story saying what day would come out. So
yeah, I heard sure. It's August. That's what I heard.
I just heard August.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because I want mine as soon as it shows up.
Basically, the president of Europe said that, you know, he felt that the U.S. would be, all the 60 gig versions would be gone by July 31st is what he's figuring, and then he's saying, you know, that August 1st is when the new one will come out. So I mean, it jumps back up to $599, but you do get MotorStorm. As long as you wanted that game, then it's not that bad a deal. You get extra 20 gigs, you get a free game. Well, you're not really a free game, you're paying for it. So you get a $60
game. Plus you get those five movies.
Yeah, you can get the five movies. But you can get the five movies with the 60 gig right now also.
Right, that's true.
So right. You know, I mean, that kind of, I don't know. I mean, I still think I'd rather have the actual chip, the PlayStation 2 chip in the system for backwards compatibility if I'm that concerned. I mean, but the thing is, with the PlayStation 3 and backwards compatibility in general, the games that I'd really like to play on the PlayStation 3 that are PS2 games right now are Guitar Hero and Dance Dance Revolution, and I can't play either one of them because it doesn't have PlayStation 2 ports, so the backwards compatibility, to me, I could care less. I still have to have my PS2 hooked up.
I mean, well, can I play Karaoke Revolution? That's all I care about.
Karaoke Revolution? I probably can do that because that's USB headset, right? Yeah.
All right, well, there we go. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long has it been since you guys actually played a PlayStation 2 game? Seriously.
Guitar Hero, and those are the last ones that I played.
Like a week and months, hasn't it?
Probably in the fall. Probably in the fall.
It's been a week.
I've got two reviews. I've got two reviews, and I played Karaoke Revolution.
And he wouldn't have played those if it wasn't for the reviews.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they're still bringing out PS2 games. I mean, like, Persona 3, you know, just came out, and there's some major games that are coming out for PS2 still. So, I mean, it's still a system that people want to play, but, you know, it's not going anywhere. Not like the Xbox that, you know, magically disappeared a week after the 360 came out.
Yeah, it's kind of nice they
next topic.
Going.
I forgot to set the timer, man.
Next topic.
We're moving on. With price drops, the Xbox 360 HD DVD DVD drive has dropped $20. It's down to $179 instead of $199. They still can't beat my price that I paid at FYE when they had the price wrong. Remember, Rusty?
Yeah, so, I filed it for you, you should have to pay half of mine when I buy one.
Yeah, sure. here's the deal on my version. We're sitting in FYE. I know I'm getting off. We're still on topic. We're sitting in FYE, and I was buying my PS3, wasn't I?
Yeah, I was buying a PS3.
And Rusty comes over and he's like, "Hey man, how much is that HD DVD drive?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's $199." He's like, "They got it over there for $99." I'm like, "Yeah, right." And everybody has to know, Rusty's like great with like reading prices wrong and coming to me, and I run like 60 miles out of my way to find out that it's this fine print said if you buy like 4 wiener dogs and an extra bag of chips or something. I don't know.
Hey, I'm old. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Okay,
exactly. Get some glasses.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I'm like, yeah, right. So he goes and gets the box, brings it over, and it was actually $99. So I asked Leah, I said, "Can I buy this for $99? And she's like, "Yeah, if it's priced that, we'll give it to you." So I'm like, okay. And then they had conned me at FYE to buy that stupid discount card when I got my Wii there. And so I'm like, "Can I use my discount card on it?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." So I ended up getting it after the $99 price and whatever 10% discount. I got it for $89.99. So this $179 doesn't thrill me. But anyways, right. Starting August 1st, 2007, they'll also be adding 5 free HD DVD movies for anyone purchasing a Xbox 360 HD DVD player between August 1st and September 30th.
Wow.
So,
I definitely got to go buy it.
Yeah.
Are those movies better than the Blu-ray movies?
No, they're not.
Blu-ray movies are better. They got a bigger.
But are they the same? Is it the same sort of like craptastic selection?
Pretty much, yeah.
Probably less because most of the studios are on Blu-rays, not on HD DVD. There's only one that's on HD DVD that's like the one. I forget which one it is now. I think it might be Paramount or one of those. But yeah, there's a lot more movie selections on Blu-ray. Like, you know, for example, like you're not going to find Spider-Man 3 on HD DVD because it's a Sony Pictures movie. What do you think version that's going to come on? You know?
Yeah, actually, Blockbuster got rid of all their HD DVDs and put in Blu-rays. They quit carrying HD DVDs completely.
Yeah, Blockbuster. And in related news, I was getting to that. You're jumping by my thing. In related news...
We've got to get you to segue.
Yeah. That's my segue into the next thing. Thanks a lot, you know, loser.
No problem.
Anyways,
what are brothers for?
Target has announced that they're going to only carry Blu-ray players now. So they're a huge chain. Oh. They're going to only carry Blu-ray players. Blockbuster announced that they're going to only support Blu-ray exclusively. Supposedly some of the Blockbuster stores already had HD DVDs in stock. They're going to let them continue. There was like 300 or some of those stores of those, but all the rest across the country are going to have Blu-ray only.
I get Blu-ray discs from Netflix.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good selection.
HD DVD also?
Yeah, they have both.
Okay,
there's about a little over 300 movies in Blu-ray on Netflix.
Okay. So. Then I saw like, forget the company now. LG, maybe? I'm going to misquote. Somebody's going to yell.
Doesn't matter.
Anyways, one of them has a dual HD DVD Blu-ray player for your PC in one, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool. It plays both." Until I looked at the price, it was $1,200 for a drive.
Yeah, sweet.
PC. I'm like, okay, sign me up. So, anyways.
PS3.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it sounds like HD DVD is having a hard battle here, and now Microsoft, even though they don't really care about the HD DVD playback and trying to promote that, now they decided to drop the price on it. I think I heard a few weeks ago, a month ago, that there was like 150,000 or so of those HD DVD players for the 360 sold so far. So not a ton, but
I'll buy one when it goes on clearance for like
exactly.
I got it for
you'd be back at Target on the back shelves looking for it.
That was the only reason why I bought mine, because it's $89. I'd have never bought it for $199.
Have you even used it? Have you watched it?
I watched.
You got King Kong with you. Did you watch that?
I watched the regular movie in it. I watched the regular DVD in it. I did not watch King Kong yet. Every time, King Kong, like, I've never seen that in the movies, and maybe it's an amazing movie. But every time I look at it, my wife and I are like, oh, you want to watch King Kong? We got that? We're like, I don't want to watch it.
All right, let's go on.
Moving.
Next topic. Let's see. What do we got? I think the next topic, we'll just head segue. This is a good segue right into the E3 stuff. So, you know, speaking
what
of...
segue? That wasn't a segue.
Was that a segue?
No.
All right. Well, anyways. We were talking about Blu-ray. We were talking about PS3. We were talking about the price drop. That was all related to E3. We're back. We're into E3 now. Okay.
Right.
Here we go.
Excellent. Hosting.
This is awesome, host. You can tell I'm working off of a script here, can't you? Anyways, one other thing, just real quick. Gears 4.
Can't you stay on topic for 1 minute?
Gears 4 is going to have action figures.
Ooh, who cares?
Exciting. All right, so now related to Gears 4 action figures.
McFarlane?
No, they're by... Do you want me to, like, figure that out?
That's all right.
Anyways, speaking of Gears of War, Ben played Gears of War at E3.
Yeah, yes. The only thing he played that night at E3.
So how'd that go?
Yeah, I played the Games for Windows version of Gears of War, and if it's any or at all possible, I think it looked better than the 360 version. They actually added at least the one new boss level with the... I forget what the name of the boss is called. But anyway, one new boss level, three new maps.
And then one Bob.
Bob. And then one new mode to play. So I think there's going to be 19 maps total, 5 different modes. So everything that's been released on the 360, including the most recent update from like 2 months ago. And and I played with one of the producers and actually got... I'm not used to the mouse and the keyboard, but they actually had the 360 pad working, so I was able to... I got him a few times. I got him good. and then he got me, and then the rest of the time we were on the team together and whatever. But really good. And I mean, if I had a PC to run it, they said that, you know, that they weren't going to release the update on the 360, which they wouldn't clarify whether they were going to release the new 3 maps and the new mode and whatever. They wouldn't say whether they will or not. I mean, my guess is that they will, but that's after you spend the $50 on buying the PC game. Then
no,
they release an update for $10.
I always love that these shows, that they're showing these games, but did they say, by any chance, like, what they're running it on, specs-wise? I mean, it looks amazing. You're saying it looks amazing.
Rusty. That stuff's all foreign to me.
Yeah, they said they were running it on an 8800, a single 8800
just
video.
Just a single 8800, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It looked really good. I mean, it did. It looked. Yeah. I thought the 360 version looked nice, but the PC version looks just amazing.
Because you wonder, sometimes they show these games and it's like on a, you know, quad GPU, you know, quad core processor with, you know, tons of RAM and everything else, and it's not anywhere realistic for us to actually play. We get it home and it looks like a, you know, like a Dreamcast game or something.
Well, they said they were going to try and keep it to the game would have very low resources. Like you'd be able to run it on something, I guess, middle of the road, and still be able to play it. Looking.
Did they mention if it's going to have that live, you know, anywhere if it's going to integrate with Xbox Live on the or live anywhere on the PC like Vista, like Shadowrun and Halo 2 does?
Will the 360 and the PC interact, you mean?
Yeah, can you play versus each other?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Okay. Because if they said yes, then I would think it's got to be Vista only, because I think that Live Anywhere stuff's going to be on Vista only. That's why Shadowrun and Halo 2 are Vista only. So, I mean, that's the... All right, let's move on to the next topic. What else did you guys see at Microsoft's thing that caught your eye and you just got to have this fall or next year? Whatever.
Everything that they showed is coming out this year, with the exception of Resident Evil 5, which they showed a trailer for.
I don't think Fable 2 is coming out next year, isn't it?
It's got to be coming out this year because they showed it. I would imagine.
I thought he said it'd be next year.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. But
we did speak to Peter Molyneux, and he kind of showed us some stuff and showed us. He personally, I won't say personally, but he showed us a very select group of. Journalists, we'll call ourselves,
He showed us Fable 2 and the combat and everything. That looks pretty cool, you know, provided that he can do it right. Because he promised so much the first time, which we spoke to him about that. And I think we'll try and have audio of the interviews that we got with him and Peter Moore and some of the other some of the guys from the Bungie team and some other stuff going on. We'll try and have audio for that on a future show. Maybe just dedicate a future show to just pure audio of that.
Yeah, Peter, you get an interview with Peter Moore, and then he ditches Microsoft and runs over to EA Sports.
Yeah.
So everything
you didn't, said, you didn't even put that in your news, man.
Sorry.
That's pretty big
news. I just did.
All right, that's enough then. but yeah, Fable, Halo 3 looked really pretty.
Yeah, it did look nice.
I mean, better than the beta, or did you guys play the beta?
I played the beta for a little bit. I played it for a little bit. It did look better. I mean, they showed different levels, and it looked better.
Did they show the single-player stuff?
Yeah.
Just single-player.
Well, they showed us one level from the campaign. It was like in a jungle or something.
Yeah. The looks like the AI isn't as dumb as it used to be. They look like they'll actually take you out if they have a chance.
Yeah. But they were playing on, like, the legendary difficulty or something. So
yeah,
he was playing
like that.
Yeah, they weren't messing around. They're like, we're going to show you, like, how hard this game can really get.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's pretty good. But, yeah, it looked, you know, incredible. But, I don't know. In the end, I think it's still Halo for me.
Yeah, same here. It's Halo.
It's Halo. I mean, which is fine, you know? I mean, if you like Halo.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, so... You know,
and they
me,
did announce announce the Halo 3 version Xbox 360 that's going to come out, and
yeah.
You know that
it's
was
not Elite.
Yeah, it's not Elite, but it's got HDMI, so it's 20 gig with HDMI and with a green army green look and feel and orange on it.
So it does have HDMI. What a waste.
Yeah, it does have HDMI.
they're charging you $4.99 for it or $4.79 or whatever.
I don't know what they're charging. I don't know if they've said. Have they said?
Wouldn't it just be the regular price, $3.99?
Well, I think it has the plan charge kit in it, and it has the...
I bet it's going to be $4.79, I bet, because it's a limited edition with the HDMI port and everything. I bet it's going to be $400 and some bucks.
I don't remember if they said the pricing on it.
Yeah, I don't think they did, but I almost guarantee it's going to be over $400.
The
anywho,
yeah. So they announced that, and you can have your Halo 3 console, your Halo 3 Legendary Edition with helmet, and then you can have your Halo 3 Zune player, and you can have your Halo 3 controllers, and you can have your Halo 3 wireless headset, and you can just be all decked out. And
They're not milking this at all.
I mean, this is probably not all the Halo 3 stuff. There's probably going to be, you know, tons more by the time it comes out. You know, this whole Christmas, that's probably all we're going to see.
It's going to be sick of it.
Yeah, we will.
Then all right, we can buy that legendary helmet set on eBay for about $5 next year.
Here it is. Rundown real quick. The Halo 3 Special Edition console will come with the console that's green and orange, the controller that's green, army green, a 20-gig hard drive, a wired headset Halo 3 edition, a Halo 3 gamer picks and themes exclusive download via Xbox Live, component HD, AV cable, Ethernet cable, HDMI port, play and charge kit, Xbox Live Silver membership, 1 month Xbox Live Gold membership, Halo 3 game not included, sold separately. That's just like, you know, let's segue into, this is a good way to segue into
Sony. You know why they're putting that play and charge kit in that thing? Because they're not selling. They're just trying to unload them.
Let me give you some advice. All you kiddies out there, let me give you some advice. Go to Target, buy the Energizer 15-minute charge kit for $30 that comes with four AA batteries. Use the two sets of batteries for each controller, and you're good to go. It's the same price, I think, as the play and charge kit, and you can recharge in 15 minutes. Batteries die, just go to the bathroom, get some cheese poofs and some pop, and by the time you're done doing that, your batteries are charged again. You're good to go.
I think I got like 16 of those.
This section of the DreamStation.cc show brought to you by Target.
And Energizer.
Where's the bunny?
It's gone. Anyways, this is a good way to segue into the E3 Sony coverage. Halo 3 game does not come with the Halo 3 Special Edition console. Just like the newly announced PlayStation Portable, the PSP has been redesigned and newly announced, and there's going to be a Star Wars version that comes for, I forget which Star Wars game, but that game doesn't come with the PSP Star Wars version either, so it's kind of like, why do you make these special edition versions for the game itself and then not include the game in the system? You got to buy that separate.
I mean, if you're going to buy that, you're going to buy the game too, so why don't you just throw it in there and let them buy them both at once?
Exactly.
It's dumb.
What is this thing called? The PSP Lite? Oh, wait. I got confused for a second.
What were you thinking, man?
I don't know. I didn't really see anything of... Oh, I lied. Sony had a lot of nice stuff there. But, you know, the problem... This is the criticism I heard about Microsoft. Well, they only showed stuff that's coming out this year, not stuff that's coming out in the future. Well, I mean, I think what they tried to do is show you now, the here and now, as opposed to Sony, which has been showing us the same things for the last, like, 2 years... And they're still showing us stuff that's going to be, like, that's not coming out for another year or so. And so
wait a minute. Home's coming out this year, you know. The 3D world.
Man.
Really, you know, come on.
I take it all back then.
Well, you know, the two
won't be playing any games, but you'll be at your house and home. That's what you'll be doing. You're standing around doing nothing.
Exactly. Right.
While I'm folding.
When I'm not playing Second Life, I'll be on my PS3 at home. You know, ordering pizza. The other thing is, like, Microsoft, last year at E3, they showed this Live Anywhere and showed it with the PC with Shadowrun and showed it on the 360, and then you were going to be able... Then they went over into mobile version, and they showed, like, on a phone, or I thought kind of maybe it was going to be on the Zune, and it was going to be this Live Anywhere for mobile devices, and you were going to be able to take your car and customize it on your mobile device and then bring it to your PC and do more and then go to the 360. So Microsoft last year, not this year, but last year, showed all this stuff. And now when you ask or look for anything about home or about the mobile, not home, about the mobile Live, you know, they're kind of like, yeah, the mobile home. That'll be for the PSP, mobile.
That's literally mobile home, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, can I say this?
Not politically correct, but there's going to be a special West Virginia version of the PSP.
No, they're coming out with a special Winnebago edition of the PSP next year.
comes with a cigarette lighter adapter and everything. No, anyways.
Port-a-potty not included.
Port-a-potty does. No, but I mean, you know, so Microsoft showed that Live Anywhere and really hyped it up as it was going to be for the PC and it was going to be for the, you know, the mobile devices, and now they kind of tried to, you know, make you forget that they mentioned that mobile Live Anywhere, because, I mean, that looked cool. I thought that was going to be a neat idea, and they were saying, like, you know, productivity at work and everything is going to go down the tubes because people are going to be their mobile devices and their PC trying to get on Live. And so, I mean, some of this stuff is, like, neat ideas, but, you know, maybe it's better that Microsoft this year at E3 are just showing you what they tangibly know is coming out this year instead of giving you all these theoretical, oh, we are going to try to do this and we're going to try to do that, and, you know, they may or may not come to be.
Hey, Ben, didn't the guy we talked to at that interview, that speed interviewing, he said they were still working on that, I believe, didn't he? That was one of the questions I think you asked or I asked.
I think you asked it. But, yeah, I think it's still some time off, and they're... You know, it's just something that they're working on.
Yeah, I mean, they show us stuff, and then it's like 3-4 years, the next console, you know, whatever, is when you finally actually see it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at Sony when they showed us for the PS2 the web browser, and they had a partnership with AOL and Netscape. You remember that at one of the E3s? I don't know if you guys were there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then that never came out. You know, but they all hyped it up. It was huge. It was right in the corner of their booth at E3. Like, you saw it when you walked by because it was right there. Big Netscape browser coming and everything. You know, it never happened.
Well, anyway.
All right, so what are we talking about?
they showed some okay stuff. I saw, like, Everyday Shooter. I don't know if you saw that. I think that actually came out. It's a PlayStation Network game. It's very similar to Geometry Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one, it looked really cool. It was, like, cel-shaded, and so same premise
of it, and I know this is what they were going for, but the name of that, it's like, Everyday Shooter, seems like it's, like, ho-hum, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess that's what they're going.
But it was pretty cool, you know. Very Geometry Wars-like.
Yeah, except blatant rip-off of Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah, it is. But what else? They had Heavenly Sword again, Madden.
That game looked good, but I don't know how well it plays.
I mean, I don't know. Metal Gear Solid again. What was that, like 3 years? I mean, this is my third one in a row, my third time going to E3, and all 3 years I've seen Metal Gear Solid 4 trailer. Like I said, I mean, that's fine.
It's Metal Gear. It's Metal Gear Solid 4. It's going to take 4 years, you know?
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, that's fine, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Microsoft, they actually had stuff. It's like, okay, well, you know what? Not only am I going to see it this year, but I'm probably going to play it now.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there was all sorts of stuff that, you know, that was there from, you know, like, third-party developers that is, you know, like, a year away, like Fallout 3 and stuff like that. But anyway, back to Sony. I don't know. I mean, I just, everything that I saw was kind of, it was nice and everything, but nothing really that kind of stood out to me saying, like, yeah, this is it. I mean, I guess the SingStar version, you know, okay, that's kind of cool. And then the camera was nowhere in sight. That was kind of surprising to me because they showed it last year. And yet,
you mean the webcam?
No, the new iToy.
Yeah, it was there.
The one that looks like a microscope.
Yeah, it was there. They had it over on Burnout in the EA booth. They had one there.
The one that looks like a microscope sits on like a
little tripod.
Almost like a little tripod kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They had one over there at Burnout, yeah. It was
anyway.
It's just a little bigger.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Whatever. That was Sony for me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because we actually got to hang out with Microsoft and we, you know, got to speak to some of their people and whatever. So we got more exposure to their stuff and somehow Sony never invited us to see anything more than the press conference. Or
better. Did you get to try the new PSP? Like, did you guys get to take a look at that or anything?
I didn't see it.
Okay. I didn't see it anywhere. And they might have had it at that arcade after their press conference, but I had to go somewhere.
Yeah. I didn't know if they had any hands on with it.
No, I had some hands on with some chicken wings there. That was about it.
were they in the slim version?
Yeah. Chicken wings and some champagne and orange.
I think my time's up, guys.
All right.
Talk about Nintendo.
Yeah, speaking of slimming, the new Wii Fit is going to try to get people to be slimmer. Did you see how I segued that?
Nice. Awesome.
But when you edit it and chop it up, it won't make any sense. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was, you know, Wii Fit was like a complete surprise to me because I didn't expect it at all. I didn't even know that Nintendo was going to announce anything even remotely like it. So that's pretty cool. And then when you actually get on there, on the, what's it called? The
balance board, I think it's
called. Balance board, there you go. A tentative title. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's
when you see, you realize that, that, you know, there's a lot of potential for game development. If you know, the developers actually take the time and think of something different that's never been done before. I mean, just think of like a new, like a Tony Hawk game, a surfing game, I guess they already made, you know, like the little mini game in there, but like the dancing game and whatever, anything that requires, you know, like some sort of like footwork can be done on this. And then think of it like joined up with the remote and you got some like pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I like that, the Wii Fit. I actually like that ski jumping one where you had to like lean forward and that. It was pretty cool how they actually knew where you were standing on the board and which way you were leaning and everything. It worked really well. I mean, just like the Wii remotes themselves. I was really surprised because it was wireless and it worked really well.
Did you guys get to try that soccer heading game or whatever? Now, does that, so you, it's just sensing you leaning forward or leaning left to right? Is that, you know, you're not moving your head or anything. It's just the leaning of your feet or body is what keys it in.
Everything is in the shifting of your weight. So,
okay.
I was moving my head, but Ben wasn't. So,
yeah, I don't know if it like detects your weight shifting forward. I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe it does. Or maybe it's just the, you know, the people in the video like over exaggerating like they always do. But
you mean the stylishly dressed people that
in their workout gear. Anyway,
it just senses the way you shift your weight. And I mean, just to explain to you, like, how sensitive the balance board is, like, I was standing on it playing the marble game, the one where you drop the marble in the hole. And I
didn't see that one, so it's basically the same as, like, those old wooden games that have the glass top and a metal marble, and you got to tilt it.
Yeah, it's like that. Exactly, okay. Or like a monkey ball kind of thing, but okay. You're moving the whole board. Anyway, so, I mean, it was like that. I mean, this is how sensitive it was. I'm standing on it, and I'm just moving, like, my right big toe, and, like, the board is moving, so.
Well, you have I've seen it. I've seen it. You have a very
big... It's got a big old hammer toe on here.
It's like, yeah, it's like the size of a grapefruit, you know.
It was infected that time.
I've been telling you to get that looked at, man. You know.
But yeah, it's that was pretty cool.
So now, what about the Zapper and the Wii Wheel? What'd you guys think of those? Did you get any hands-on time with either one of those?
The Wii Wheel, no, but the Zapper we did. That was really good. It worked very well. I mean, I was really surprised. I didn't think it would work as well as it does. I mean,
is it feel awkward to hold in your hands?
No, you know, I thought that too, because your left hand goes up front and pulls the trigger and you control it. And I thought, I'm not going to like this. But it was really easy once you got on it. I mean, you knew exactly what to do, and it just felt good. I mean,
and are, like, the top buttons and stuff easily to push, you know, like the A button and the digital pad and stuff, even though you're... Got your hand up that way?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really use the digital pad or anything. You just use the trigger underneath, then use the thumbstick to like look around. And then the other two buttons, the other two buttons on top of the nunchuck you use to switch weapons or throw grenades. So it worked really well.
Zapper is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And weren't you talking, you were telling me some about the reloading, Rudd, how that worked.
Yeah, you got to like pump it like a shotgun. You actually got to like cock it back, like tip it up and cock it back.
Yeah,
and then
so
it reloads.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So very, very cool. I'm going to buy one on the first day it comes out.
You got
$20, it's not bad. Yeah, really. Yeah. You got a pre-order for like last.
Yeah, I mean, all you're buying is the casing. You know,
all you're buying. Yeah.
It's just plastic casing. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that I think Nintendo. You know, I don't know if I'm guessing they thought through some of that stuff before launching the Wii. But you know, their devices too. When people first saw them, and you're like, well, I'm going to have to hold the nunchuck in one hand and the Wii remote in the other, and this is going to be awkward. And how am I going to do this? Well, then they do stuff like this where they put them back together, but they're able to put them in a different configuration than a normal PlayStation or Xbox controller can do, you know, because it's separated, you're able to do that, you know, which is kind of cool.
Picture yourself in front of a computer with mouse in hand. I mean, and you're aiming this thing just like you would a mouse. You've got the target right there, and it's just intuitive like that. You can just, you know, you just know where it's going to be at, and you just fire, and I don't want to say it's like picture perfect, but I mean, it's pretty good.
Now, the one thing that I have noticed, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this too, but, you know, this isn't a bad thing. We got a lot of fat kids sitting around playing video games all the time, so, I mean, in the U.S., but, you know.
Fat kids.
Like,
I'm a fat guy, period.
Yeah, fat adults, too. fat people in general sitting around playing, you know, video games all the time. You know, the Wii really encourages people most of the time when you're playing to be standing up or to be moving around and stuff. And that's cool, and I think that's why the Wii is so attractive to the non-gamers, because, you know, they don't want to just probably sit on the couch and do that. They'd rather be at a party setting or with their friends or whatever. But the only thing I have noticed myself sometimes is, like, I kind of avoid playing the Wii sometimes when I probably would like to, but I just don't feel like having to move all around to play it. You know, where a 360, I can play like Forza Motorsports or something and just kind of sit there and veg and relax. What do you guys think of that? Do you like?
That's because you're an old man.
I know, and I have back problems.
You're like,
and, you know,
my lumbago, my sciatica, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got all that.
My goiter's acting up.
You got that big honking toe. You got that big honking toe, man. Yeah. I don't
You want to know, the only problem I have is with the... with the remote and the noise that it makes and everything. Because I play at night, and I don't like so much noise. And then, like, actually, I don't mind the standing up part, but the standing up part and, like, waving stuff around and all that late at night is just, you know, I don't want to be making noise and swishing stuff around. And,
what are you talking about? I was bowling at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night.
That air noise is just, you know, hugely. It's just, you so fast, don't you, Ben, that you just actually hear the breaking the wind.
The problem is, if I'm going to pretend that I'm... if I'm going to pretend I'm swinging a sword, I'm making lightsaber noises and all that.
Oh, okay. You're going like... Yeah. Okay.
See?
Speaking of that, I heard the Lego God. Star Wars game that's coming out for Wii is going to have the lightsaber levels in it where you're going to use the Wii remote. So,
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so you'll actually be able to use the lightsaber. The Wii wheel, I mean, it doesn't look really any different than that one, to me at least. I was only looking at pictures, but it didn't look any different than that one that came out with the Monster Truck game and the GT game at launch.
Yeah.
I mean, did it look like there's anything different?
No.
I didn't see it.
I saw it at the press conference. It didn't look any different than a normal
wheel.
Yeah,
no, it looks the same.
I mean, it looks exactly the same.
And Rusty and I were talking about that. Like, you know, what do you think, Ben? Like, do you mind having to, like, hold the wheel in the air somewhat? Or would you rather have it have some type of attachment that you can strap it to a desk?
Stabilize it?
I don't know.
I guess I have to see it first because, you know, I mean, I would have thought the same thing about, like, the balance board. I'm like, oh, I've got to like throw this on the floor in front of my TV. Where am I going to store it and all that? But then I see it and everything. And it's like, well, you know what? I'll find a place to store it. This thing's pretty cool. I've got a pretty much set that I'm going to buy it. And I'm a sucker for them, though. So I don't know. But we'll see, who knows?
The one thing about the wheel, I mean, me and Chris were talking about it right after we got talking. The only thing I can think of is the wheel being out in the middle of the midair like that. Like you can tip your vehicle back and forward or side to side when it's in the air or something so you can land properly. Maybe they can do that. Maybe that's why they left it out in the open like that so you can have games like that.
Yeah. The tilting function. Yeah. Well, even like Excite Truck, you know, you need to lean forward and back. So if you have the wheel, you can lean forward and back while you're holding it, I guess. Speaking of the Wii and exercise and stuff, I don't know if you guys heard this past week, but there's a Canadian gym now offering Wii workout time. So they actually have like a... It's Vancouver Studio 55. They have a 400-square-foot theater, and they have a Wii hooked up, and you can go in there and do boxing or tennis or whatever, and they're trying to work it into the routine with other, you know, other workouts. And some of the people said it's, you know, it's like taking a break, but you're still, you know, exercising some all at the same time. So, I mean, this balance board, the Wii Sports, all that type of stuff, you know, it really is, like, adding to the workout capability of the Wii, which is... You know, kind of probably going to, that's something that probably will appeal to the non-gamer again, you know. I mean, everybody, their New Year's resolution.
I smell like more Wii gyms offering, like, Wii Fit courses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't even need an instructor kind of thing. They'll just have, like, the game in front of you.
Exactly.
That sort of thing. Whatever.
I mean, that will appeal to non-gamers because, I mean, you know, probably, 50% of the U.S. or the world makes a New Year's resolution to work out more, you know, probably. So, next year people will be like, my New Year's resolution is to buy a Wii.
Yeah, there you go. If I can find one.
If I can find one.
All right, folks, it's been fun.
All right.
Enjoy the show, everyone else. Good night now.
Hey, and I wanted to say to you guys, you know, the Ben's as he signs off there, you know, Ben was saying you come check out the articles and stuff like that. We really welcome all you guys to come check out the website at www.dreamstation.cc. Check out the forums. We have plenty of discussions going on all the time about the video game industry and other things. I mean, we talked about Harry Potter's new book being released. And
shouldn't you have said this all at the beginning of the show?
Oh, no, we're just kind of... But I mean, you know, I encourage everybody to come sign up. I mean, it's free of charge. It's like buy one get one free, but you don't have to buy anything, you know, to get one.
BOGO.
You know, like pretend you've already bought something and now this is free. So I mean, come on over, sign up. You know, talk about right now. The latest topic is George Lucas finally admits that Han Solo shot first. You know that's an important topic. Jeez. You guys should come and check out. You know, our Lost in Heroes. Video games they're talking about. There's all sorts of things. So, I mean, we encourage you to come check out the site, check out the forums area, and all the other sections that we have. Anyway, speaking of the forums, we need to have a poll topic that we also post under the general discussions area in the forums every time we have a show, and then we talk about it the next show. And this past weekend, I went down to Mid-Ohio, down by Mansfield, Lexington, Ohio area, and there was the American Le Mans Series race there and the IndyCar Series was there racing on Saturday and Sunday. And while I was there, they had Xbox 360 Forza Motorsport 2 booth, I guess you could say, or tent. And they had two of these Forza Motorsport two setups with the three screens, and I think you need three Xbox 360s hooked up, and then they have the Xbox 360 steering wheel, and you could play it in this, you know, pseudo car window interface like you're driving in a real car, which was kind of cool, a neat setup. And then they also had this at the ethanol booth or trailer, they had an Indy car that, because all the Indy cars now are running on ethanol, but they had, for all you that don't know what ethanol is a alternative fuel source, like made from corn and other vegetation. But anyways, they had an Indy car.
Turnips, radishes.
Baby carrots, you know, I don't know. But anyways, they had an Indy car with that you could sit in, and then they had a steering wheel in it with a TV in front that you could play an Indy car game. So you're like sitting in a real Indy car, driving an Indy car racing game. But so like the forum topic I was thinking is like, do any of you guys have any kind of like elaborate setup for some game? Did you guys buy that Xbox game that had the huge controller that was, what, $100 or whatever? I forget. What was that game, Rod? Do you remember? Remember that military tank game that you had?
Yeah, I can't remember any of that.
Anyways.
They have those big arcade sticks for, what the heck is that? Dead or Alive, too.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys have any of the big, you know, things that you set up? Even DDR mats. Do you guys have the DDR mats? Did you buy the $100 DDR mat to play with the big stage? You know, I was just wondering if that popular? Does anybody actually own any of that stuff? Do you have those set up chair things and or do you have a multi monitor configuration for gaming on your PC? You know, all these different ideas. You know, let us know if you guys have anything that costs you a small fortune just to play some particular game that you really like.
Every game anymore is a small fortune.
Yeah, exactly. That's something the Wii's bringing to the table with Wii Balance Board and the Zapper. I mean, it's they're kind of cheap accessories to let you have this more elaborate interface and gameplay. I mean, that was something that you know, in the past, I think that's why arcades are hurting some now. I know in the past, like, I went to the arcade to play and have this experience of having, you know, a steering wheel and great graphics and all that stuff, but you know, now you can buy all that stuff for home, even if you, for not that bad a price. I mean, it's not cheap. What were we talking, Rusty? That Forza Motorsport 2 configuration, what, the steering wheel is $150.
Yeah.
The game's $60, and then you need three Xbox 360s.
Yeah, it's like a small fortune.
$300 a pop. You know, you're at, say, $900 plus $150, $1,050, and then the game, $11, $10.
Plus and those then, three then monitors they had
three
there.
Monitors, probably
like $2,000 or something.
Yeah, well, if you bought like 20-inch LCD monitors, you could get
them. Well, those aren't 20 that you're sitting
no,
in front
no, they're
of.
Not. No,
those
they're
are
not.
Like 42s or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you did a smaller version, you could probably get away with it for $3,000 or something like that. You know, I don't know if that's not cheap, but that's a lot cheaper than probably buying an arcade machine of, you know, Daytona 2 or something. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, did you see the price for Rock Band?
No,
price
I didn't.
Rock?
See that.
It's $200.
Really?
For everything. Yeah, for everything. Oh,
wow. Are you gonna be able to buy it individually? But I mean, is that kind of defeating?
Yeah, you can buy it individually. The microphone's like, I think it's $30, and I think the drums are like $100 something. It's actually cheaper if you buy the whole setup for $200.
$200.
$200. I think it comes with.
Should that be our poll topic? Are you going to be willing to spend $200 on Rock Band?
Yeah, I think
out.
It comes with two guitars, the drum, the mic, and the game for $200.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw this. The guitar is different than the Guitar Hero, so you can't use that guitar.
No, it's the same guitar. It's just got extra buttons. Only the buttons are farther down the neck. There's like two sets of buttons in case somebody wants to play way down the neck. That's the only difference of it.
But it is a similar guitar. I mean,
it's wireless.
They say it's compatible or no?
Yeah, it'll work. It'll work with a guitar or anything it'll work with like that. It just there's extra five buttons on it down the bottom of the neck in case somebody wants to play way down there.
So they don't. They're not any different than the other ones.
No, they're not any different.
No,
you can use the Guitar Hero guitars with Rock Band. You don't have to buy the guitars with it.
Oh, okay. So that could save you some money there, but
not much. It's like, you know, you have to buy the drums, the game, and the microphone, and I think it's like $140 or something like that. You know, then you have to buy the games.
Yeah.
So you're saving like $20, you know.
Yeah. Wow. $200.
$200.
I mean, I guess if you're getting all those accessories, then, you know, I guess it makes sense, but...
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad. The drums are expensive. I think the drums are like $80 or $90 or something like that. I think that's what they are.
And you physically hit the drums, don't you?
Yeah, actually. They said if you can... if you don't know how to play drums, if you take the tutorial, you'll learn how to play drums by the time the game starts. You'll actually learn how to play them.
Nice. But, you know, I mean, they had a drum demo for Wii last year at E3. I mean, where you could just use the two Wii remotes as drumsticks, and you know, right. So that would be kind of cool if they would.
You know, what kills me is I'm waiting for them to come out with a keyboard for it too, because Japan's got that keyboard mania.
Yeah, yeah.
And just waiting for them to add that to the band too. You know.
Yeah. I mean, no. So you played, you played Rock Band or whatever. Like, if you play it with just one instrument, then it's basically just Guitar Hero with that one instrument, right? I mean, it only really gets to be fun when you have a whole bunch of people over,
right?
To play
every time, yeah. I mean, if you have two or three guys that can play it, I mean, you can play certain ones. I mean, but you don't have to have the whole band right there at once.
It'll fill in for the other parts.
Yeah, it'll fill in for it.
Okay.
So I mean, it looks pretty cool. I mean, it probably is a really cool game if you have a bunch of people over at a party and everything. It's probably a riot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I saw like in the press conference, like Peter Moore singing and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
So it records your voice too, kind of like karaoke.
Yeah, it gives you the words on the screen, and then you have to sing them.
You have to sing those correctly too, or whatever.
Yeah, I think you do. You sing those correctly, and you get like, you know, it's like the star power, you know, like, that you get for Guitar Hero, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to look really cool. I'll probably end up buying it, you know.
It just stinks you got all these stupid guitars.
I know. I got four guitars in my living room now.
I know, yeah.
With stupid Beat Mania pad and everything else.
It's like, where am I going to put all this stuff?
I know. You got too much crap laying around. Yeah. So, I'd like the wireless guitar, though, so.
Well, we probably got to wrap this up. I have one other thing real quick. This is just because I'm a NASCAR fan and I want to cover it, and Ben's probably going to cut it. But anyways, Nintendo is sponsoring a NASCAR this season. They're going to be a Wii-themed NASCAR. Greg Biffle's going to drive at Watkins Glen and at Dover International Speedway. Watkins Glen will be August 12th, and Dover International Speedway will be on September 23rd. So it's got the Wii logo across it, and the car is white and blue and... kind of interesting looking, I guess, a little bit. So anyways, if you guys are NASCAR fans, look for that, the Wii car, on
Wii
those
car.
Dates, on August 12th and September 23rd.
Do you get to drive it with the Wii wheel?
Yeah, he actually has the Wii wheel. His steering wheel is actually hovering in midair when he drives. And he's got the Wii balance board as the foot pedals. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Great,
it's
yeah.
It's all rigged with the Wii inside to control everything. So I think that wraps up this episode of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Remember, if you guys want to send us any emails or any comments about the show or about everything, anything else that we covered, or if we missed something, send it to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. And also, you can check out the website at www.dreamstation.cc. And like I said, we welcome you to come talk about the forum topic that we kind of covered. I think that was going to be related to the Rock Band, which you'll be able to make a garage van. You know it'll show up on YouTube.
Oh, you know that. Yeah, you know that.
In their garage. But, yeah, so if you want to, are you willing to pay $200 for a Rock Band for your system later this year, next year, or whatever? When's it coming out? Later this year?
November.
No, later this year. Or also, do you have any, like, you know, elaborate video game setup for some particular game, be that multi-monitor PC or steering wheels or anything else? But I think that about covers it. You got anything else to say, Rusty?
Goodbye.
Okay, he said goodbye. That's about it. We're signing off. We'll see you next show. Bye.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
That was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.